rents are up, mortgage rates are on the rise, and so too is the cost of food and petrol. ACT leader David Seymour says he has a simple solution to divvy out tax cuts to middle New Zealand. Dr. Eric Crampton is chief economist at the New Zealand Initiative and has been taking a closer look at his plan. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Well, he's definitely not wrong. He's definitely not wrong when he's talking about rising costs, mortgage rates, food. I literally just saw an article the other day online about a rental listing for a room. It was $235 a week, and this room was actually a garage, and the picture was a queen bed literally next to a car at $235 a week.
Yeah, that is a mess. I saw that one as well online. Costs are going up. CPI inflation has been increasing. That's largely due to the Reserve Bank pumping a lot of money into the economy when they expected everything to turn pretty bleak back in March 2020, along with other Reserve Banks all around the world pumping money in. When that happens, you get inflation. It might take a little while, but it's now come through. Seymour's proposed tax cuts to deal with that. Now, the problem with that is you also have to specify some spending cuts to match it. So typically, economists and actually the Public Finance Act say that over the longer term, you want operational spending to be not funded by debt. You want to have tax revenues roughly matching expenditures on average over the medium term. If you have a substantial tax cut without a spending cut, well, then you get worse deficit problems. And it will be interesting to watch Treasury's update today. So there, some updated numbers are going to be coming out. And I can't remember if it's today or tomorrow, but they're going to be giving some updates on the structural deficit. So what do I mean by that? The government has taken on a whole pile of debt to deal with COVID, and that's exactly why you maintain low prudent debt levels in normal times, that you can afford to borrow a lot if you really need it. But spending has been, there's been a lot of spending on things that aren't COVID related that have locked in higher spending trajectories over the longer term. Those are going to have to get dealt with regardless of whether we get tax cuts, and especially if we get tax cuts. So that would need to be specified. But one neat bit in how Seymour has it specified, so the ACT Party has proposed basically knocking the 30% tax rate down to extending the 17.5% tax rate through to a wider range, effectively. So instead of having 17.5 from 14,000 to 48, it'll extend up to the current 70,000. Now, the inflation of the tax brackets has mattered substantially. So if the last time that there was a substantial adjustment to the tax brackets, other than putting in the new top rate, was back in 2010. And if we look at inflation and cost of living and in rent and in everything else, well, we can also look at inflation and tax. So if you were earning $14,000, so at the top of the 10.5% band in 2010, now you'd have to be earning $19,700 to be at about the same level. And the tax bands have not adjusted upwards. The $48,000 mark, that now should be around $67,000. And where Seymour's effectively proposed getting the 17.5 rate all the way up to $70,000, that's almost just an inflation indexing of that part of the tax bracket without inflation indexing the rest of them. So that's kind of neat. It's another way of perhaps thinking about some of this and whether we would want to consider automatically indexing tax thresholds to ratchet upwards whenever inflation hits, so that government doesn't get a big slog of money whenever we're being hit more in the pocket.
Well, that's the thing, like those tax brackets, I feel like are always such a bugbear with people. I know I've had a lot of friends who get a pay rise and they're super excited about the pay rise, and then it pushes them just up above that tax bracket and actually ends up cancelling out any gain that you've made. So you're kind of sitting there going, I've worked so hard for this pay rise and I've ended up with, you know, an extra $20 a month. Oh, gee, thanks. So adjusting those would obviously be really beneficial for a lot of people.
Yeah, and especially if you start indexing them, because one of the stupid government tricks, and it's all parties that do this, they'll let inflation push tax rates up for a long time because everybody gets automatically pushed into higher tax bands as inflation hits. Then government will look at the numbers, readjust them after a decade or so, increase the tax bands, and present it as though it's some big gift of a tax cut to hardworking New Zealanders. Well, no, it's just updating for the effects of inflation, and it should be happening basically every year, that you just automatically index it so that you wouldn't be having these stealth tax increases over time.
I know you've mentioned, you know, if the government or if Act comes in and the government makes tax cuts, they have to find that money somewhere else. And what area could they viably cut their spending, especially in this COVID time that we're in?
Well, you want to look towards some of the longer term fiscal projections. We should be targeting these long term things rather than just what's going on year to year. Now, of course, there's been a lot of silliness in the COVID spending. Some of it was absolutely necessary. But big make-work construction projects, when you've got an overheated construction sector, aren't really good value for money. They're just drawing valuable construction workers away from projects where they'd be more importantly used. So addressing some of that would be nice. Over the longer term, we need to be looking at some of the settings around superannuation, where aging population and longer working healthy life expectancy will be having a lot more working Kiwis also drawing superannuation. We could start scheduling some of that in to happen a decade from now. And again, it'd be nice to have that as an automatic indexing thing where the government could announce early in a decade's time, we're going to be increasing the retirement age or the age of eligibility for superannuation by a set amount, and then it will just ratchet upwards after that with every change in healthy life expectancy. So Stats New Zealand has been producing these healthy life expectancy indices. They tell you basically how long you can expect to have like a reasonable working life, that you're not going to be disabled, you're not going to be in severe health conditions, at least on average. You could start indexing the age of eligibility to follow that. So as we get healthier and as we live longer, then pensions get concentrated in the area where people are actually going to be needing them for retirement, and other social spending could be targeted more effectively. And we could get a bit back in tax cuts as well, because the overall burden of government spending would go down.
Absolutely, because it's such a huge outgoing superannuation, and obviously you've got to consider the fact that a lot of these older workers haven't been part of the KiwiSaver program, so they do need that financial assistance. But it's about getting that balance right and making sure that they can make up that shortfall if that super decreases or that age limit increases. In terms of looking at current spending commitments, looking to be higher than tax revenues, how would tax cuts, even work?
Well, you would be ramping up deficits over at least the short to medium term. I think ACT's hope would be that we'd have stronger economic growth as a consequence of some of the other policies that they're putting in. And there are lots of other things we could be doing to try and increase economic growth. We put a lot of hindrances on productive business activity that don't really need to be there. So you're talking just a few minutes ago about rising cost of living. The Commerce Commission's super inquiry into grocery retail pricing was finding that we're all paying too much for groceries, at least according to the Commerce Commission. But one of the substantial hindrances is that we've just about made it impossible for new international entrants to come in and sell us cheaper groceries, because planning and consenting processes, as well as the Overseas Investment Office, just present too big of a hurdle. Now, getting rid of some of those barriers allows more economic activity, helps bring down costs for Kiwi households, gets you the economic growth that results in higher tax revenues, and then lets us afford either a bit more social spending or a bit of tax cuts.
I know you mentioned it before, but COVID has forced the government to take on substantial amounts of debt. I feel like most announcements, you know, there is another assistance package for businesses, which is fantastic, tying them over in these dire times. But it seems like we're just printing money. We're just pulling this money and pulling it out of nowhere. Are you concerned about that?
Yes, the Reserve Bank has printed an awful lot of money, and the bank's balance sheet has increased substantially. So the government has a fairly hefty indemnity commitment to the Reserve Bank, where if the bank ends up losing money, I'll step back for a second. Last year, and going as COVID was coming in, the Reserve Bank was buying a lot of commercial papers, so bonds on the open market, and paying above the odds for that, trying to force interest rates down, because that's how the bank does that. They bought an awful lot of these. As interest rates go up, the value of those bonds go down, the bank would earn losses, except that the central government has provided them a commitment that they'll write off those losses, that they'll make good on it for the bank. So there are these substantial risks sitting in there, and especially as interest rates increase. So the government will be on the hook for some of that. On the positive side, most of the economic updates that we've had since March 2020 have been on the positive side. Yes, the government has had a lot more business support, has had to go out the door since the Auckland lockdown. But tax projections are much higher than had been expected, perhaps in part due to inflation pushing people into higher tax bands, but also because we kept COVID out and we were able to maintain much higher economic activity than anyone expected. On the downside, we still do have these structural deficits that will be a problem and will have to be addressed. We'll hope to see what happens in the updates that are going to be coming out very soon from Treasury.
Absolutely. Watch this space. That's Dr. Eric Crampton, Chief Economist at the New Zealand Initiative, unpacking ACT's bold plan for tax cuts.